Good.
All right. First question.
You know, you had the injury in the game last year, and then you missed most of spring. So, health wise, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling real good. Stronger than before, actually.
Yeah.
Taking it day by day.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess you were out. Are they going to kind of take it easy with you, ease you back in? I guess you weren't full active the first two practices I watched, but then today you're in pads and going. Are you still getting back from the injury or what?
Taking it day by day. Yeah. We sort of want to, you know, manage it at first.
Yeah.
But
get you ready to be 100% by the time the season starts.
Exactly. Get me ready slower. Ease me back into it, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say a couple of weeks, they're going to have me full go.
Sure, sure. How's it feel out there? I mean, you know, after an injury, sometimes players say it's a little hesitant at first. Do you feel full go yet? Or?
Honestly, I feel full go.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there's going to be some pains and some rust to wear off.
Sure.
But
just
being back out there with the guys, they've been real supportive. So
mm-hmm.
it's been fun. I've been able to cut it loose. They've been, you know, just in my ear, just, hey, we're back out here. Let it go.
I've been talking to them. You know, I just talked to Jake Hansen, who said the linebackers are having fun and they get pretty loud out there, and you guys are pretty loud too. Like, seem like a pretty tight-knit group of receivers.
Yes, sir. That's one thing that I can say we truly have worked in the offseason.
Yeah.
This group has come together from the young guys, the walk-ons, to the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Very tight group. We all care about each other. We all know a little bit about each other, hang out off the field. Mm-hmm. And it showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Made plays together. So.
Sure. So, going into your second, your second offseason, you know, like – a lot of players talk about it slows down so much their second camp kind of thing. Are you noticing that? Is it, you know, is it a lot easier than last year's camp? What, you know, tell me about that.
Yes. First camp I came in, head was everywhere. Only started playing ninth grade, so didn't know too much about football. But this camp, injury was really a blessing because it had my mental aspect of the game speed up. So I see things a lot clearly, recognize coverages. So this camp has been already a lot more productive.
So were you a basketball guy growing up or what?
Baseball.
Why? Baseball.
Baseball.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Baseball was sports. So what flipped you to football?
I had a cousin, Franklin Richardson, and actually Chris Carter was a receiver coach at St. Thomas that he's always pressured me, hey, once you get here, you know you're playing football, right? And I took it as a joke, but he said, once you play, you're going to love it. And ninth grade, I tried it, and I loved it. My dad pressured me to play. And
So you went to SDA originally thinking to play baseball?
Baseball the whole way. Baseball, basketball, that was it.
Yeah.
And threw those pads on, fell in love with it.
So, you know, I guess you knew you were going to one of the top football high schools in the country. You know, it had to be at least in your mind, right?
It was always in the back of my mind. I mean, I used to sit up there in those stands from, 9 years old with Chris Carter's family, close friend of my mother's, Mel Carter. Always saw those gold domes dominate, number one team in the nation.
Right.
I always had a feeling I just might end up out there, but never knew.
Sure. And then your senior year, I've written about this a lot. So, you know, you're this whatever two-star recruit or whatever. You know, you didn't play much as a junior. You're still learning the game and this and that. There's these four-star guys going to Miami and all this stuff. And then you end up being the leading receiver that senior year.
Yes, sir.
You know, I guess, you know, coaches gave everybody the equal opportunity and you took it.
Yes, sir. Coach Glenn Holt actually was – he saw it in me before I saw it in myself. I got to give a lot of credit to him, Coach Glenn Holt, Coach Harriet, and Coach George Smith, the AD there.
Mm-hmm.
He always stayed on me about just sticking with it. Your time's coming. Mm-hmm. Just believe it. I just kept putting in work and turned out a great situation.
Right, and then you commit to one coach and then suddenly Lovie Smith, your coach, and, you know, everything changed here as well. So, you know, what was that transition like for you?
I actually found out the second coaching change was made while I was washing my car.
Really?
I was going through Twitter. Parents came out, hey, your coach just got fired. Or, you know, what are you thinking? I mean, but at the same time, those are my parents right there.
Uh-huh.
They always were big on loyalty. They're two police officers. My dad was in the Army 30-something years, so that's always been instilled in me.
Uh-huh.
So I really felt like I committed to the school when I committed more so than anything else. So regardless of the coaching changes, I felt like I basically owed Illinois my pledge.
Uh-huh.
So I was sticking it out.
Yeah, yeah. And I noticed your mom was wearing an 8 jersey, and you switched to the number 8, so I guess she had to switch her jersey as well this year?
Yeah, she did. She always gets those made. She's big on that.
So she's already in the 8 as you're in the 8. Okay, good. I appreciate it, Dominic.
All right,
thanks.
Thank you.